Welcome back. Michael and Thomas here. They are brewing coffee on University Avenue. I'm roasting it, and we have Kathy Turiano now with us from Joe Bean Coffee Roasters. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Michael.
You have I think, the most intriguing and interesting retail shop now in Rochester. Your tasting bar and things, and the way you've designed it, it's really cool. I love it.
Thank you, Michael. We are a really different model. We did venture to come out on University Avenue with really a coffee bar. We run it like a bar, and we do all single cup brewing at our bar. We don't use any commercial methods for brewing our coffee at the bar. And we do a lot of different things there. We have our classes, and we're getting ready to launch some flights and some pairings and things like that throughout 2012. So it is unique.
It is. Did you get inspiration for the design of it and things from, Boston or, it looks big city?
We've actually gone to a lot of different coffee places throughout New York City and Boston, just because we've gone to some coffee events, some conferences, and some competitions and things like that. And we did purpose to go out and look at some of the roasteries and some of the coffee bars that are out there that we wanted to model ourselves against. We've been doing that for the last 2 years and have gotten a lot of inspiration from those types of places.
But such a clean look with the induction burners that you have, the, like iPad-style cash register that's mounted on wood, and wood throughout, the shelving, all these little touches that really make it just really cool.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, we really tried to combine the idea of technology, sort of high-tech things, like you said, with the iPad and some of the ways that some of the things that we're using at the bar, but also really use natural elements throughout the bar, like wood and metal and glass.
Now you had a Kyoto drip on your chalkboard there, and I thought you were playing off the Kyoto talks that were going on and the climate control treaty and things that's been in the news in the last couple of weeks, but actually, you have a drip unit that hails from Kyoto. What's that?
It's pretty unusual as well. It's called the Kyoto Cold Drip Coffee Brewer, and it does come out of Japan. And it's a tower that we have on the back of our counter. We saw this in a couple different places in New York City and decided that we really needed to have one because the way that it works, it has three glass globes that slowly you drip water through and drip the coffee through. It takes about 12 hours to make. The actual brew process takes about 12 hours. But the result is very different. It's very malty, almost pretty intense kind of coffee flavor, very syrupy and malty once we get it done. So,
it has a great finish. I mean, you let me taste a little bit of it. And it maybe it's probably just the consistency of it somehow through that drip method. And, we talk about drip coffee. This is 12-hour drip from a 5-foot tower. This is a whole other kind of drip coffee. But
exactly.
The finish just lasted.
Yeah, it does have a very intense finish on it. I think that the actual consistency is pretty thick once we get done with it.
It's very cool, and you mentioned maybe at some point you might be able to bottle it and sell it, but right now people can come in and have a glass of it at the bar?
Yeah, we sell it by the glass right now. We actually have been playing with some ideas on how to do it through growlers because we had a lot of requests for it, particularly in the summertime. It tends to be something that, you serve in small amounts, but you can serve it over ice. So in the summertime it becomes a little more popular for us. We're also, of course, using it with our beer that we just launched with Rock Brewing. So that was sort of a natural pairing for us as well. So we found a lot of different things to be able to use that Kyoto drip for.
You said that Rock Brewing wanted to do something really with coffee, not sometimes coffee is used as a flavoring or addition or something with beer, but they really wanted to do it the real way.
Yeah, we got together with Rock Brewing. We've actually been working on a project, this project with them, which was to do a coffee beer. Took us about 5 months of collaborating and meeting with them. And what we really saw was that we didn't, as far as our product goes, we didn't just want to be an ingredient in the beer, and that's not what Rock Brewing wanted as well. They really, truly wanted it to be a collaboration. So our baristas, our roasters got together with their brewers and just did a ton of experimenting and finally really came out with what we thought was a real synergy beverage, which is it's an IPA that is made with our Kyoto Drift Sumatra coffee. So very different.
And that people can get it at Rock Brewing?
Yeah, right now we're selling it by the glass and by the growler at Rock Brewing, which is on in the city, right around the corner from us on South Union. We are actually in process of trying to get our liquor license sometime in 2012 so that we could serve it at our bar as well. So, but that's still in process. So.
Yeah. Well, you got a shot at 2015, I think. I'm not sure. The state liquor.
I hope not.
I'm not sure they're moving very fast, but in the meantime, some amazing coffee and people. You have a window, a fairly large window, where people can look in and see the roasting that's going on, and you also have a lab where you can do some classes and things.
Yeah, we're launching. We've been doing quarterly classes. We just started that in the fall. So right now, what we're focused on in January, February, March, we've got a series going on home brewing techniques. So any of the artisan brewing methods that we use at the bar, we actually teach our customers. We sell them, and then we teach our customers how to use them. And then we have another class that's running called tasting techniques. We actually take the coffee wheel, tasting wheel, and we pair, it's sort of a palate trainer. We do different types of foods and coffees that relate to the coffee wheel.
Now, this process of making coffee, there's a few coffee shops, really the chains that trumpet that we make our pots fresh every hour, and you actually make yours by the cup, fresh for people as fresh as it is even possible.
Right, we're really big on, obviously we're roasters, and so for us, freshness of product is really a whole different. We look at it very differently just because we roast right on site. So brewing right on site is the natural next step for us. We don't want to go through all of the efforts that we go through to ensure that we're getting, you know, this year's crop for green beans and that we're, you know, roasting things and turning things around within 2 to 3 days and, you know, have a pot that sits there. Even an hour for us is a really long time. So what we decided was that we weren't going to do any kinds of air pots, and that's why we decided on the single cup method. So when you come in, you order what you want, and we make it for you right then and there. The extraction process for us is just a very important piece to actually coffee itself. So.
And you've been doing this at the farmers markets. When we've seen you at some of the farmers markets, you've been doing it by the cup. The aromatics tend to disappear quickly, and you want to capture them.
Yeah, we actually started doing it at the Brighton Farmers Market, and it was very successful for us. People really enjoyed seeing the process. It also gives us a whole different chance to talk to people. It smells tremendous when we're making the coffee, but, you know, it's also a talking point for us where we can talk to them about how they brew coffee at home and some of the things that we recommend. So it's a pretty big visual, plus it makes a great cup of coffee doing it one cup at a time.
And you have some really cool coffee-making devices and things, quite a wide range of prices and sizes and styles of units that will make single cups or multiple cups.
We do. We have, we're carrying things that nobody else is carrying really in town, and so it's a lot of stuff that people may not be familiar with, but like I said, we can, you know, we use them at the bar so my guys can educate anybody on them. We carry Hario equipment, which is out of Japan. Those are pour-over methods. We carry a Clever, which is kind of a cross between a pour-over and a French press. And one of the most interesting things to carry is called the siphon, which is a double globe brewing method that you heat water in a bottom globe, and then you actually brew in the top globe, and it has a siphon effect when you remove the flame.
It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's that really is actually looking. One of the ones that it's kind of a wow factor when we use it behind the bar. Makes
it
a really nice, clean, full body cup of coffee too. So,
how much are those? What ballpark price range?
Those are $59, and anytime what we've sent, those usually make about two to three people you can serve, you know, with a siphon. So it's not a single cup method on that one, but they're just beautiful looking. Those are out of Taiwan as well. So a lot of the interesting brewing techniques that we're getting are kind of out of the Asian market. They just seem to be coming out with some things that make great cups of coffee and are really beautiful looking.
I mean, once people see it at your coffee bar there, they're going to buy one because it's just so cool to watch it. And
that's what we get a lot. Usually if we serve it, inevitably somebody will buy it because it's a fun method to use at home. You know, where we're going with home brewing is, especially among people that appreciate good wine, good beer, good food, if you are into entertaining at all, you know, why not have your coffee, you know, match the quality of the rest of the items that you're serving, and even your presentation, you know, match the quality of everything else that you serve at your table. So pretty easy to incorporate artisan brewing methods and to be able to wow your guests with some good coffee.
Well, you really give the sense in your coffee bar of a wine tasting room, and you're really the only coffee roaster and coffee shop that's done this that I've seen, that really focusing on flights of coffee and you know, the care that you do with it. Is that one of the ideas, that you want that sort of wine tasting room idea?
Absolutely. We saw, to us, coffee has so much complexity and it's such an interesting product. And what we really saw when we went to, like I said, some of the places in New York or some of the other places in Boston, they highlight coffee, and the baristas, the roasters, they're all really knowledgeable about coffee. And there's so much to discover about it that, you know, we're very passionate about it. And that's why we wanted to come out the door looking very different, and to be able to have that same excitement about coffee that people have when they go to the winery or when they go to the microbrewery. So that's exactly what we were going after, Michael.
Now, with all that brewing going on there at Joe Bean's, where do all the coffee grounds go?
We actually do compost. We have partnered with Small World Bakery. They have a farm that they do all organic farming, and so we have been able to. It took us a little while to get the process down, but every time we do any of our grounds, we put it into a big container for them, and they take it once a week out to their farm.
Well, they have some happy worms. Those worms just love coffee grounds. I don't know why.
I don't really know either. That's not a part that I, you know, have a lot of knowledge about, but we're very, very happy to be working with them. It felt bad. We didn't want to throw any of that out, and yet there wasn't a lot of commercial methods for us to do composting, so it's a great partnership for us.
Yeah. I dumped a bucket of coffee grounds in my backyard in my compost pile, and like a year later I dug up that section, and there must have been a million worms in it. They were just going crazy. And you know, that one of the neat things about taking part in the farmers markets the way you have is that, you know, that probably is how you met Small World, because they are a vendor at farmers markets too.
Yeah, it is. We love the farmers market, and we would never give up being involved in the farmers markets because of that. We've had great connections, and of course we love the customers as well. But it's just really neat for us to be there and be a part of that agricultural community.
And then one of the biscotti for everybody family members works for you. I ran into her in your tasting room, so you found some good employees that way too.
Absolutely, we love Grace, and she of course is a great representative of her mom's business in our place. We serve her mom's product, and she loves coffee too. So,
well, it's a stunning story. What's the website for Joe Bean?
JoeBeanRoasters.com.
And what's the Joe Bean name come from?
You know, a lot of people ask us that. It really was just a name that we landed on and we liked a lot. It was actually owned, the trademark for the name was owned by another company, so we didn't think that we would be able to have it. But shortly after we had gotten in contact with them, they actually offered it to us, and so we kind of knew it was our name.
Hey, what's the website?
DobeanRoasters.com.
All right, and for the holidays, the gift cards, if people want to get those, of course you have coffee freshly roasted on the shelf and quite a variety of different ones, right?
Absolutely, and we have one other thing this year that we're really excited about. We actually partnered with a company up in Maine, and we had them do custom wooden gift boxes for us with our logo burned into the cover, which just came out absolutely beautiful. And one of the things we love about this company is that they employ young people who have gone through some type of brain injury and are in process of recovering. So they were just a pleasure to work with, and they came up with some gorgeous gift boxes for us this year that we're happy to have in our house. So,
what are your hours, Kathy?
Depends on the day, but on a day like today, we're there from 9 to 5. For the most part, we're there 7:30 in the morning, Monday through Saturday, and Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we close at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we stay open later until 9 and 10.
And parking's right along University Avenue, so you can park right in front, and it's generally pretty easy parking.
Yeah, you can park right in front of our building. There's also parking on the side and then the whole back. The whole back parking lot, which actually the train tracks are right behind us, which we really love, too. So you can park all around the building.
All right. Well, fantastic store. You're raising the benchmark of what retail can be in Rochester, I think. And I hope people stop in and try the coffee. It's amazing stuff. And your son, Ben's the roaster, so a great family-run business.
Thank you, Michael. We really appreciate you coming in and seeing all that we're doing and being able to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. That's Kathy Turiano, Joe Bean Coffee Roasters on University Avenue, and it is a very, very cool shop. I was just amazed by it. So I hope you get a chance to get in there.